I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's eNews, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on July 10, 1875, Mary McLeod Bethune is born. She was an American educator and civil rights leader, best known for starting a private school for African-American students in Daytona Beach, Florida. She was also an advisor to President Franklin D. Roosevelt. A new survey found that many colleges and universities are not complying with the most basic requirements under federal law in reporting sexual assault. The Associated Press and Time magazine report that some 40% of colleges and universities have not conducted sexual assault investigations in the past 5 years. There is growing pressure on higher education institutions to improve their handling of sexual assault from the White House, Department of Education, and student advocates, Time reports. Schools are legally required to address sex crimes and sexual harassment under Title IX, a law that prohibits schools that receive public funding from discriminating on the basis of sex. More than 145,000 Syrian families now in surrounding countries are headed by women, according to a UN report, and they are struggling to provide food and shelter for their children while also facing harassment, humiliation, and isolation. The civil war in Syria has forced nearly 3 million people, mostly women and children, to flee the country. The UN report recommends that host governments, as well as aid and development agencies, ease restrictions on working and provide childcare, community centers, and safe spaces. It calls for increased funding by the international community for Syrian refugees. Officials in Nigeria have confirmed that 63 women and girls have escaped after being held captive by Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram. AFP reports that they are part of a group of 68 girls and women kidnapped last month. But Boko Haram is also currently reported to hold over 200 girls hostage. Despite a global campaign that spawned the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls, President Goodluck Jonathan's promise to free the captured girls has not been fulfilled. The kidnappings have caused government officials to declare a state of emergency in northern Nigeria, and Boko Haram has also carried out bombings in various cities, including one last month that killed 21 at a shopping mall, reported Newsweek. In Egypt, for the first time, a doctor will stand trial on charges of female genital mutilation following the death of a 13-year-old girl who underwent FGM last June. It's the first prosecution since the practice was banned in Egypt. The girl's father will also stand trial for taking her to the clinic, reports AllAfrica.com. At least 91% of Egyptian females in the age group 15 to 49 have undergone FGM, according to the 2008 census. In Mexico this past May, a high court, for the first time in the country's legal history, ordered the government to pay damages and to issue a public apology for illegally imprisoning an indigenous woman. Jacinto Francisco Marcial and two other indigenous women were arrested by police for allegedly kidnapping six federal agents during a public disturbance in Santiago in 2006. Indian Country Today reports that according to Amnesty International, during the incident, Marcial was attending mass in a local church. At her trial, Marcial, who only understands a little Spanish, was tried without the help of an interpreter. She then signed papers that she did not fully understand and only found out about the exact charges when she arrived in prison. Human rights organizations and indigenous advocates expressed outrage at the arrests, and in September 2009, Mexico's Supreme Court ordered her release, and then the release of the other indigenous women the following April. However, Indian Country Today reports that the Attorney General is considering an appeal to the fines. In Washington, congressional Democrats say they have developed legislation to override the Supreme Court decision on contraception. The New York Times reports the bill was created in consultation with the Obama administration. It would require for-profit corporations like Hobby Lobby stores to provide and pay for contraception coverage as well as other preventative health services. It could hit the Senate floor by next week. The Times notes there is a companion bill planned in the House, but its odds are not good since the House is controlled by Republicans. Meanwhile, the Slovak government has committed to broadening access to contraception for women. The announcement came at the end of its universal periodic review by the United Nations Human Rights Council. The Center for Reproductive Rights and two Slovak NGOs submitted a joint letter to the Human Rights Council addressing the human rights violations experienced by Slovak women and adolescent girls because of the inaccessibility of the full range of reproductive health services, including safe abortion, contraceptive services, and information and sexuality education. Michelle J. Howard has become the first four-star admiral in U.S. Navy history. She is also the highest-ranking African-American woman in a male-dominated military that did not even allow the promotion of women to general or admiral until 1967, according to the New York Times. Among her career accomplishments, Howard was the first African-American woman to command a ship, and she coordinated the rescue of the commander of the Maersk Alabama in 2009 after it was taken over by Somali pirates. That was portrayed in the film Captain Phillips. Microchips, an offshoot of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has developed a wireless contraceptive that can be implanted under a woman's skin, Business Insider reported. It can be turned on and off by remote control, allowing a woman to halt the device when she's trying to conceive and turn it back on later. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation backed the project with over $4.6 million in funding and hopes to have the device on sale as early as 2018. And in New Mexico news, a Santa Fe woman is being honored by Money Magazine as a hero for her social efforts training volunteers to be in-home caregivers. Glennis Carl created the nonprofit Coming Home Connections. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports that it now has between 100 and 120 active volunteers who provide free care to about 40 patients per week. She estimated she has trained more than 300 people in Santa Fe, and many of her volunteers have entered the medical field. Carl is now currently working on creating a low-cost or free hospice center. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.